This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. The Mercedes-Benz Quadmotor G-Class could be the ultimate EV off-roader. More on that coming up, but first, Apple's latest MacBook Air with a new M3 chip just hit its lowest price yet at Amazon. The retailer is taking $110 off the laptop's list price, which is $10 cheaper than the sale price of $999 it's been hitting lately. That's not a huge difference, but still represents a new low for the two-month-old laptop. The discount applies to all four colorways of the entry-level 13-inch model, which gives you 8GB of RAM and 256GB of storage. If you need more memory, you can get the model with 16GB, which is down to $1,399 or $100 off at Amazon and Best Buy. And Nikon is arguably the world's most famous camera brand, but with the decline of DSLRs, it has lagged behind Canon and Sony. In 2022, it released the Z9, a flagship mirrorless camera that could finally hold its own against rivals, but the $5,500 price tag put it out of reach for most. To appeal to a wider audience, Nikon unveiled the Z8 last year with the same sensor and nearly the same specs as the Z9 for $1,700 less. With a 45-megapixel stacked sensor and the latest X-Speed 7 image processor, the Z8 can do everything from sports to wildlife to scenic photography. It's also a powerful video camera offering 8K raw internal capture at up to 60 frames per second. Find the latest updates, news, and reviews on these gadgets and more at Engadget.com.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mercedes-Benz G-Class, aka the Geländewagen, which means all-terrain vehicle in German, has been in regular production since 1979. It's changed a lot since then, evolving from a utilitarian off-roader to a desirable luxury icon, but it's never seen a change quite like this. Meet the Mercedes-Benz G580 with EQ technology. That's a long and mild name for a pretty radical reinvention of the classic G. This is the first battery-powered G-Wagon driven by a whopping 4 electric motors that draw juice from a 116-kilowatt-hour battery pack. Total output is 580 horsepower. Those 4 motors enable the electric G to do some amazing things, like a so-called G-turn, where it spins in place. The idea is to help this big rig get out of some tight off-road situations, but we think it'll be even more effective at impressing your neighbors. There's a bevy of other tech here too, including dedicated off-road driving modes and a series of cameras that allow drivers to spot every rock and rut when crossing the trails. No formal word on pricing just yet, but it's important to note that the gas-powered versions of the G-Class live on, so if you're really attached to internal combustion, there's still a G for you. Really, though, if you can't do a tank turn, then what's the point? Watch the video at Engadget.com for the full story. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Tim Stevens and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.